Hello, faithful SourceCast listeners. This is Goblock Ashertigal speaking, and, well, it's just me, to be honest. I know you and Rusty are busy with work and school over the summer, and Swords is overseas touring Europe, and I don't think any of you wanted to wait until the end of the summer to hear our awesome voices, particularly mine, so here we go. Here it is. SourceCast Episode 10. Actually, to be more specific, it's only a mini-sode. Since the others aren't here, I don't want to spend a full episode's worth just ranting about stuff. We all remember Episode 3, Rusty. And I guess I just wanted to do an episode that wasn't a spectacular special all by myself. So here we go. Let's get this show on the road, starting out with a little talk about the Phil Weinstein interview that we just had. So far, reception to that has been tremendous. A bunch of people got their questions answered. The interview itself has had 200 downloads, and I'm in the middle of transcribing it for all of your reading pleasure as well. So for those of you who don't speak English or don't understand it well enough to enjoy SourceCast, you'll be able to read the Weinstein interview. I'll be talking a little more on transcribing episodes a little later on. But anyway, so the Weinstein interview has gone pretty well, actually. It was just terrific and fun all around, and thank you all for your questions and for your... hopefully you got all of your answers that you wanted. And so, I'll get a little more on transcribing episodes a little later on. Okay, let's start out with site and forum news. Here it is, folks. Two, count them, one, two, new sources. Rio Source and Cats Don't Dance Source. There's not really much to say. They're new sources. I would like to mention that Rio Source was done entirely by Aaron DiNozzo in 3 days. The layout, the infos, the screen caps, everything was done by Aaron in 3 days. And she is currently the site admin. And she did a tremendous job on it. Great film. If you haven't seen it, go and see it. I like this source because it's the very first CG source that Animation Source has had. And I'm saying the word source a lot, but who cares at this moment. So far, it's gotten a whole lot of great reception. It's one of the most active sources on Animation Source so far. It's a great site. If you haven't, go and say congrats to Aaron for doing such a great job in such a short amount of time. And let's see, Cats Don't Dance Source. That's actually been in the works for a little while longer. I know that Achoo has worked on it for a long time. And in the past week or so of its development, Aaron was also brought on to help out with developing that site as well. And it's a tremendous site. If you haven't seen the film, I'll let you know that it was the very first non-Disney film to win the Annie Award for Best Film. And the Annies are the equivalent of the Academy Awards, except they're for animation instead of any kind of film. So it was the very first non-Disney film to win the Annie for Best Picture. And it's... the site is just as good as the movie was. I'm looking at it. It looks terrific. The layout is terrific. It's definitely unique in that it's an orange source, which I don't think we have too many of. It's just a great site. So go and say hi to Achoo and tell her that she did a great job in making the site. Also, as part of the ongoing Skulltacular special segments, I am going to be interviewing Achoo and Aaron about their new sources, since they're both admins of Rio and Castone Dance. I'm going to be interviewing them about their sites and what went into making it, what it's like to help to run them. And if you have any questions that you want for me to ask, go ahead and send it to the mailbag, Blarg of Blarg. Tribute to Rusty, right there. Okay, moving on in the news to something that is very special, very, very, very special. SourceCast has a forum section all to itself. Previously, it was just a single thread, And now, it's not only a full section, but it has a section of, let me count them, 3, 7 threads. 7 full threads. These are amazing, and more than likely, there will be more added as time goes on. But if you haven't seen this, go and see it. If you're a fan of SourceCast, you will go and see this. And you will also feed the mailbag, so we know just how many fans we have. But anyway, so I'm looking at this. The official SourceCast topic has been moved to the SourceCast section, so nothing there was lost, and you don't have to go between forum sections in order to find all the SourceCast stuff. There's a few threads about some mandatory SourceCast stuff. For example, we have the mailbag, the official mailbag forum section. I've been wanting one of those for so long, even before I came on to SourceCast. That's how long I've wanted it. Now we have it. Yay! Now let's see what else we have. There's a thread where you can suggest people that we can interview in the future. And I am planning on contacting Don Bluth. You don't know who he is, just Google him. I am planning on contacting him and asking if he wants to have an interview. But anyway, there's a thread where you can ask for future interviewees from either Animation Source or people who are actually involved in the animation business in real life. We have, you just gotta go and see it all for yourself, folks. 7 threads, and all of them are chock full of everything SourceCast. Go and see it, or I am going to be called a girl more times than you can count, and I don't want that, so you'd better go and see it. You hear me? You. Yes, you. I know you're listening to this. You go and look at the SourceCast forum section right now. And on that note, I'd like to also mention the SourceCast website is now open. This is so awesome. I want for everyone to just put down SourceCast right now and go and listen to it. But before you do that, you gotta keep hearing this, okay? You understand? Good. Now let's see. The SourceCast website. That's right, website. Not a section of Animation Source, not a forum section. The SourceCast website. The SourceCast website! Da-da-da-da! This is awesome, folks! Go and see this. I'll tell you right now what the website is. It's sourcecast.conaysforum.info. Conays Forum is C-O-N-A-Y-S Forum. And yes, when you think about Conay, yes, that Conay. But anyway, he's a great, great person to help out with SourceCast, and he made this website himself. So here we go. I'm just going to browse through it really quick. About, crew, blog, episodes, downloads, contact. Okay, I'll go through that a little slower. The welcome section is actually at the front of it. It's what is the default section that you appear at. Let's see. There's a little welcome message, which I will read aloud right now. Hello and welcome to the home of SourceCast, Animation Source's official podcast by the wonderful Anayu Kylestis, the amazing Rusty the Fox, the genius that is Source of the Wolves, and the beautiful Madam... Heroic School Block Assuredigal. Please take time to look around our new website, and we hope you enjoy our podcasts. And then there's a little quote from Steve. I don't know if he actually said it, but it says he said it, so he probably said it. I'm not going to say what the quote is. I wanted to pique your curiosity on purpose. Let's see, the About section of the SourceCast website. A little description of how SourceCast began and what it is. It has a little background of how SourceCast began and the current podcasters and what this website has on it. It also has the latest episodes and a link to the blog. And then the crew page. It has links to Anayu, Rusty, Swords, and me. Only mine and Anayu's pages are done at the moment. Rusty and Swords have yet to write up their bios, but hey, you gotta go and check those out too, right? Anyway. And then there's the blog. The blog so far has been written by Connie, but he's pretty on top of things when it comes to SourceCast, so that's pretty interesting. The blog looks terrific. The latest update was 5 days ago, so it's not too long ago. It's updated on a, let's just put it this way, more regular basis than SourceCast is reported. And then it has a link to the news articles from the Animation Source Hub. Anyway, let's see. And then episodes. This is where you can listen to and download episodes, the most recent one being the interview of Phil Weinstein. By the time this is put up, it'll be this minisode. And then there's the downloads page where you can download wallpapers, which is also on the Sourcecast forum section as well. Many of these were made by Anayu, but Mighty Balto 1925 has been making wallpapers as well, and she's terrific, so go and tell Anayu and Mighty good job on these. And then the contacts. This is where you are able to write your message to the mailbag, and you don't need to use your own email. You can just come right here, fill out this little form, and it'll be sent to the Sourcecast mailbag, the Sourcecast email mailbag. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? So yeah, in case you missed it, and I'm not sure if you did or not, but just in case you missed it, Sourcecast has their own website. I'm psyched. You should be psyched too. If you're not, call me a girl. Don't do that. Okay. Don't go away. The fun has just begun. Stay tuned for this message.
Hello, my name is Connor. I love Animation Source because it brings out the child in me, and not many sites have been able to do that. If you go on Facebook or Twitter, you can't really be yourself if you have this connection with a certain film like I had with Balto and All Dogs Go to Heaven, because people on Facebook and Twitter, they don't really see you. If they do, they just think you're weird. Everyone on Animation Source is weird, and I don't think that's the case. You know, I think it's a nice little community, apart as, you know, excluding the spats and the arguments and the flame wars, but you're gonna get that anywhere, really. So I like the way you can generally always be accepted into the Animation Source community. What I love about Sourcecast is the way the four presenters seem to bond. I mean, when they meet up, which I know it's rare, they always seem to bond in quite a nice way, because I can just listen down. If I've had a hard day, I can just sit down, put on my iPod, listen to Sourcecast, and I kind of get happy again, if that makes any sense at all. It's also the way Sourcecast has, you know, guests on and presenters on. They try and make it as interesting as possible. And just for Skull, I'm gonna say two things. I'm an Animation Source member, and I listen to Sourcecast. I'm a Mac user, and I hate PC. Sourcecast is great.
Welcome back, and now I will be giving my mini review of Cars 2 and Winnie the Pooh. Cars 2 was just released this past Friday, so a lot of you have had the chance to see it. Winnie the Pooh has been out mainly everywhere but the United States. It hasn't come out here yet, but I got to see it because I'm a journalist major, and I got to see it because I'm just cool like that. Anyway, my personal reviews of both of them, and I'll try to keep this short. For Winnie the Pooh, I think it's a terrific film. You've got to go and see it. It's traditional Disney. It's everything that you think a Disney film should be. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Cars 2 sucked. I mean, seriously, Pixar, you couldn't do better than that. Everyone hated the first Cars. What made you think everyone would like the second one? It was about the crappiest Pixar film anyone has ever seen. If you're a 6-year-old, you'll like it. If you're a 7-year-old, you might not. If you're an 8-year-old, you definitely won't. If you're able to stoop down to that level, you can enjoy it, and I will agree, there are a bunch of terrific visuals in the film, and there are a few great moments where you can just laugh and laugh and laugh, but in the end, it's the first Cars without the ending to save the film. That's pretty much it. So that's my review of Winnie the Pooh and Cars 2. Like it or not. Anyway. And when the other three come back, by the way, they're going to be giving their reviews of these films as well. Just so you know. Upcoming, Winnie the Pooh. As I said, it's out mostly everywhere except the United States. It comes out in the United States on July 15th. As I said, go and see it. I've been reviewing it for the past 8 months. You go and see it. Also upcoming, we're going to have, keep this in mind, that I have already done these interviews. Interviews. That's right, we're going to have more interviews. Spooktacular Special Episode 3 will consist of an interview with me and Count Them. Cat, who has 14 tails, Zuko the Cat, Mantis Boy 9090, and, drumroll please, Webmaster Grey Wolf. Yeah, that Grey Wolf. Don't ask how I managed to get her to do an interview, because I'm really not at liberty to say. But I got an interview with Grey Wolf. Think about that. I got a bunch of basic questions answered, and if the interview's a success, then we may even be able to set up a second interview with her. So, you have some questions that you want to ask? Too bad, you still gotta wait for this interview to be posted first. And keep in mind, it's not just her. There's also Cat, who has 14 tails, Zuko the Cat, and Mantis Boy 9090. Mostly talking about Cat and Zuko's art, because that's what they're best known for, but also they're contributing to all the sources. And then Mantis Boy about Brother Bear Source, which just opened when I had recorded that interview, but the interview's been sitting in my computer for a long, long, long time, and I'm hoping that this mini-sode will get me the motivation to just get up and edit them already. I mean, they've been sitting in my computer since episode 7, and episode 7 is a lost episode. That's how bad it is. So, those are interviews to look forward to. And let's see. Also upcoming, Sourcecast transcripts. I mentioned this earlier. I am transcribing the Phil Weinstein interview. But here's an idea. How about you guys help to transcribe Sourcecast? That's right, you. Any one of you that wants to contribute to Sourcecast can just take an episode, write it down on paper, send it in, and voila, you have contributed to Sourcecast. It's actually pretty easy. You just take an interview, write down what someone says and who says it, and that's pretty much it. So far, Inferno has done a great job. She has transcribed our trial episode and the preview for episode 4, and she's in the middle of transcribing the Halloween mini drama that we had. And we promise that we'll give shout outs to anyone who contributes by sending in transcripts. I promised Inferno a shout out. Here's a shout out to you, Inferno. Here is to you for transcribing 2 really small episodes. But hey, it's something, right? Anyway, we're looking for basically transcripts of everything except for the commercial and the, well, anyway, the really small stuff that isn't interview related or episode related. You don't have to bother with transcribing, but the episodes and the interviews, you can just go ahead and transcribe. My only request is that you don't transcribe the Weinstein interview, since I'm doing that personally, just because I've been working on it and I don't want for anyone else to start and realize that I've already finished it before they could. Just to be nice. Because I'm a nice person like that. Like I said, transcribe episodes, we'll post them for everyone to read on the forum, and we'll give a shout out to you as a huge thank you for helping. I also know that Wolf Bassist and Parabola are going to help transcribing, so thanks to them as well in advance. That's pretty much it for the transcripts. And now, just to give everyone a little heads up, since everyone's been asking everyone else what sources are in the works and what are coming out, I'm just going to give you a little list right now. This may not be every single source that's in the works, but it's all that I could find in the 5 minutes it took to write out the plot for this episode. Here we go. Fox and the Hound source, which is actually completed, and Steed is just waiting to open it, since two sources open pretty much so close to each other. So Fox and the Hound source, which is completed, The Secret of Nim source, Watership Down source, 101 Dalmatians source, Toy Story source, Tangled source, How to Train Your Dragon source, The Jungle Book source, and Spyro source. So, Fox and the Hound source, like I said, it's pretty much done, just pending Steed approval. I managed to glance at it, someone sent me a screen cap, it looks awesome. I love Fox and the Hound, it made me cry when I was little, and even when I watch it now, it's like, aw man. But hey, I love it. And I love it. The source looks terrific, too. It'll be our second source after Cats Don't Dance, yay. Then there's The Secret of Nim's Source. It's been in the works for a while, I'd say about a year. The main problem is that the people who have been building it have been busy with school and real-life work that they have. But it is further along than some other sources. I won't mention which ones. Watership Down. I've seen it. Pretty much the only things that it has are the graphics. The infos are missing because nobody really knows what Watership Down is. I never even heard of it, but the source looks tremendous, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. 101 Dalmatians source. It'll take a while, folks. It's nowhere near done. Be patient with it. Yes, it's a great film. No, it's nowhere near done. The one in charge of the graphics is Grey Wolf, and let's be honest, guys. She's a webmaster. She has enough to handle on the open sources. I think the last thing on her mind is the unopened ones. So, it might just take a while for 101 Dalmatians. She keeps telling me that she needs to just sit down and work on it, and she will someday, but it could even be today for all I know, but hey, it'll open eventually, don't worry. And let's see, Toy Story Source. It's been in the works for a while, I'm looking forward to it, I always have, I always will, until it opens, and then I'll just get on it a whole lot. So, we all know Toy Story, we all love it. It is the best reviewed trilogy of all time, and I loved it. And come on, guys, just go and see Toy Story Source when it opens. Tangled Source and How to Train Your Dragon Source. I hate to break it to you, but they're only being made in French at this point. Like Anastasia Source, which was made in French and then released in English over a year later. Those two. CG sources, of course. Let's see. Tangled. Everyone loves Tangled. How to Train Your Dragon. Everyone loves How to Train Your Dragon. Are they in French? Of course they're in French. You could probably learn French first, before it becomes English. I know that Grey Wolf handles translations, but sometimes Question, now known as Anubis, does as well. But they're being made in French first before they're made in English. If you don't think that's fair, I'll just mention this. We have more English sources than we do French ones. Like, 5 of the newer ones aren't translated into French yet, so I think we can afford to go without 2 French sources for at least a little while. And in the meantime, you can just learn French, go over there, and have fun. I mean, come on, who wouldn't have fun with Tangled and How to Train Your Dragon? Oh, and one source that I forgot to mention. My Little Pony source! My Little Pony source. Guys, if you haven't seen it, you are not men. The We Are Men episode was episode 8, I know, but hey, if you're a real man, you will go and watch a full episode of My Little Pony. You understand me? You go and watch it. And all you girls, I know all of you have seen it. All of you have seen My Little Pony, and all of you love it. There's nothing wrong with loving it. Okay, I actually did write a short email to the creator of the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic series, and she said that she actually created it with adults in mind, but decided to add a little more childish humor than should be allowed in an adult series, so it's targeted toward children. But it was written with adults in mind. Keep that in mind. And come on, the punchlines are hilarious. Who wouldn't want to think of a birdhouse as an outhouse? Come on. Everyone, you've got to go and see My Little Pony. Rainbow Dash rocks. You know it, guys. So, My Little Pony source. Our very own Anayu Kylestis is in charge of that. Great to Anayu, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yes, you heard me right. I'm looking forward to seeing it. If I'm looking forward to seeing it, no, I'm not a girl, but I'm definitely interested in seeing this source. You guys just go and see it right now. But finish the podcast first, because I put a lot of work into this.
Hi there, guys. This is The End. I love Animation Source because you can just talk to anybody about anything that you want. And you could talk about the weather. You could talk about animation. You can talk about pets. You can talk about anything, and that's why I love it. I love SourceCast because, like I said before, it's just you can talk and talk and talk all day about anything. It's about animation. Anything. And I am an Animation Source member, and I listen to SourceCast.
And now, the one part of this show that isn't just me, I get to interview Mighty Balto 1925. Mighty, welcome to the show. Let's get right to the questions. So, tell us a little about yourself.
Most people on Animation Source should know about how I'm like by now. But if you don't, then well, there's actually information in my profile, which is pretty long, at least to me. But for the most part, I'm an easygoing person. I try to stay out of trouble, you know. I don't really like getting into drama. I just kind of go with the flow, you know. That's all I can really say about that.
Alright. When did you join Animation Source, or Balto Source, as it was known back then?
I first joined Animation Source actually quite a while ago. I first joined back in March of 2006. It was somewhere like in late March, if I remember. That's when I joined Balto Source, because Animation Source didn't exist yet.
What originally led you to join Animation Source?
Really, nothing led me to join Animation Source back in 2006 when it was still Balto Source. I guess the only reason why I joined is because, well, it's a fan site, and I obviously love Balto, so I guess, well, that's why I'm there.
What made you interested in making graphics?
I believe it was in 2005 when my mom had an older computer that had a photo editing software already installed, and she used that to fix up the photos. And, you know, this was back when we only had one computer that we all used. I would get on, you know, once in a while, and I would play around on the computer, you know. Maybe I had a game or something installed. But with this program, you know, I realized that it had, like, distortion effects, and I would, like, open a family photo or something like that, and I would take a selection tool and, like, make their mouth really big or their eyes really small, and then I would start adding text to photos. So I guess that's really what led me to graphics, is just kind of goofing around with photos at the time.
Do you have any advice or helpful hints for anyone who'd like to start making graphics?
For anyone who wants to start making graphics, I would suggest that you start off small and then work your way up bit by bit. I would start with maybe using a little more simple of a program such as PhotoFilter. And then once you get more advanced, maybe try using GIMP or Photoshop. That's all I can really say is, you know, just practice and keep practicing. That's all there really is to it.
Which Animation Source is your favorite so far?
My favorite site is Lady and the Tramp Source. Why? Because I've been with that site since day one. One day, in late July, I got, you know, a PM from Steet and asking me if I'd be interested in any of the sites, and he had a list, and I picked Lady and the Tramp, and between me and Sardin, we got the site completed within 2 weeks. And Steet was really impressed with this. Not with only the time frame that we took, but the content itself and the graphics. So he rewarded the both of us as admins. I guess I could say it's my favorite because I was with it for so long and I was one of the people who was running the site, so I guess it just kind of stuck to me.
Which source are you looking forward to the most?
I really don't know what's all in progress right now, but I just think maybe there's way too many sources out there right now. I guess I don't really know what the status is on this whole 3D thing right now, but I guess if there ever was to be a Bolt source of any chance, I guess I would say that would be the one I'm excited for, but other than that, I just don't know what's out there right now.
Are you excited to be back on Animation Source?
I can't really say I'm excited to be back on Animation Source, as I really had no plans to actually return to Animation Source after I left back in February. But a few nights ago, I was talking with Walto, and he suggested that I go and take a look at the shoutbox. So I logged in, and people started noticing me, and And then I got offered my admin position back on Lady and the Tramp Source, and it just all kind of went from there. And so I guess it's just kind of too soon to say.
Anything else you'd like to comment on while we still have you?
Sure. I have something that I'd like to comment on. Since I've returned, I think Mighty deserves cookies from a cookie truck. I wonder who drives that these days. Oh, and one last thing. I love SourceCast. I've not missed an episode. Keep up the good work. And if I can, I will try to feed the mailbag so it's not hungry anymore.
Okay, thank you very much, Mighty Balto 1925, for that interview. And as always, if you have comments on the interview, you can send them to sourcecast@gmail.com. And on that note, I am sorry to say we have reached the end. It's the mailbag. Hey, when I said it was a mini-sode, I wasn't kidding. Since Anayu, Rusty, and Swords aren't here, I have decided to pretty much cut this episode way short by keeping my comments on the new sources, on the website, on the upcoming sources, on the news, pretty much just keeping everything really low-key. And I'll probably express my full response to everything when we get the other three back on the show, but until then, you have to live with what I just said. And on that note, we come to the mailbag. I am sorry to inform you that there will not be a mailbag this episode. That's right, no mailbag. And I am very sorry about that, guys, but like I said, it's just me, and the mailbag is so full, I just can't say everything in the mailbag and answer it with a clear conscience with the other three not with me. But, as always, you're welcome to comment on this episode and anything else that we've done and send it to the mailbag at sourcecast@gmail.com or through the form at sourcecast.conesforum.info or on the official mailbag topic on the Sourcecast section of the forums. Well, I think that's pretty much it. This was Sourcecast episode 10, which is actually a mini-sode. This is what I have to say so far. My Little Pony rules! And if you don't want to see that new source, you can just, I don't know, go look at something else. We have plenty of surprises coming up in the future from Sourcecast. This is only a small bit of it. And so, I would like to say to everyone out there who are faithful Sourcecast listeners, this is called Blocker Shirtigal, and from what you have just heard, I am not a girl. That's right, I am not a girl. Get it out of your heads. Really. And yes, Anayu is hyper, but I don't know where she is. I don't know where anyone is. There's not much else to say, everyone. Feed the mailbag and go and see Winnie the Pooh. If you don't want to see Cars 2, I'm not going to kill you for it. There's a whole bunch of new sources coming out that we're excited for. And there's a whole bunch of new stuff Sourcecast related that is out and upcoming. I'm not going to give it away because it's supposed to be a huge surprise, and I want for everyone to just keep listening to Sourcecast, feed the mailbag. Thank you, and good night. This is Skoblaka Shirtigal signing off.